Next patient is Robert Maddox, M-A-D-D-I-X, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Mr. Maddox was seen for a follow-up visit. He was seen on the 22nd of January 2013 period. On this day, we discussed about his current condition, concerns, issues that he has. The patient remains to have problem with his lower back and legs, mainly in the right leg, with numbness and tingling sensation on a regular basis. Also pain in his right hip, which radius to the right foot, period. Today, however, the patient is also complaining of severe pain in his left shoulder, period. He has the left shoulder pain tends to radiate into his left elbow too, period. Overall, the patient tells me that he has difficulty raising his left shoulder fully, and when he is putting his clothes on, he tends to have severe pain too, period. Otherwise, all the patients seem to be doing well. We have reviewed urine drug screen that was performed in September, showing that the patient is cooperating and taking the medication as prescribed, period. I've asked the patient if he is complying with the instruction that I've given him regarding the pain medication intake. The patient tells me that he is very cooperative and he is taking the medication as prescribed, period. I've also asked the patient if he has any side effects with medication, whether he is having any kind of problems with medication that he's on. He denies any problems. He tells me that the medication helps him to be functional, period. The patient also would like to go back to school and learn and become more productive citizen, which I have encouraged him to do so, period. I've told the patient that he's a young person and he should be get into school and try and improve his life and be a productive citizen instead of just sitting home and feeling sorry for himself, period. Physical examination on this day reveals the patient is left wing times 3, is afebrile, his vital signs are still medically stable. He is walking independently without any assistive device, period. He is not using a cane or walker, and he is not using any assistive device, period. He does have a positive finding with Hawkins and empty contents on the left shoulder. Also, apprehension test was positive, period. Straight leg readings were positive on the left side. The sac test was also positive on the left side, period. Patrick's and Ansel's maneuver also positive, period. Assessment is number one, chronic back pain, chronic neck and shoulder pain, severe acute shoulder pain, basic evaluation, neuropathy, and also close head injury, period. Recommendation is to continue his current medication as prescribed, but the patient was told that he should try to decrease the medication intake. As we continue to treat, and we should probably look into it rather very seriously this year, period. On the other hand, he was also given a corticosteroid, namely Kenalog, 40 milligrams, 2 cc's of Kenalog was, I'm sorry, 2 cc's of Markin was mixed with 40 milligrams of Kenalog, and he was injected into the left shoulder in the AC joint, subacromial space, period. The patient did not have any sign until reaction from it, period. The patient will be participating in a home exercise program, and I've also advised him to consider physical therapy and try to minimize medication intake. In fact, we'll discuss with him in the next visit that I'd like to discuss start decreasing his pain medication, period. This consultation, thank you very much. Next patient is Richard Collins. Mr. Collins was seen for a follow-up visit on the 22nd of January 2013. Mr. Collins was accompanied by his wife as usual. He is doing good. He is complaining of having problems with his hand swelling of the digits, period. I did put Mr. Collins on steroids, 10 milligrams of steroids on a regular basis, which seems to give him some pain relief and comfort, period. On the other hand, the patient's still having problems with his neck and lower back as a result of the failed back surgery or post-laminectomy syndrome, the cervical lumbar spine, period. This has become a chronic problem with the patient, period. He's able to manage his pain with medication. He denies any abuse of medication, denies any side effects with medication that he's taking, period. Physical examination revealed the patient has a low 20-3 day fever. His vital signs are stable and stable. Neurologically, he's intact. Affect is good. He's walking independently without any assistive device. He's not using a cane or walker. Gait is normal. Period. Sensation to light touch from frequent vibrations are normal. The patient's pain is increased with an extension of the cervical spinal lumbar spine. He has his digits are somewhat deformed. There's significant arthritic changes going on in his hands and fingers, period. So this man has chronic neck and back pain with degenerative arthritis, number one. Number two is failed back surgery syndrome of cervical lumbar spine with chronic neck and back pain. Number three is degenerative facet arthrosis. Number five is spinal stenosis, period. The recommendation is to continue his current medication as it's been prescribed for him. I have also advised the patient to be participant in physical therapy and home exercise program, period. Follow up with his primary care physician for any medical issues, period. And also, he will use steroids, only 10 milligrams every other day, period. And I'll see the patient in 4 weeks. His consultation. Thank you very much. Next patient, Viola, V-I-O-L-A, Rosa, R-O-S-E. This is Rose, was seen for a follow-up visit on the 22nd of January 2013. We discussed about her current condition. Mrs. Rose tells me that she's having spine pain still and also hip pain, period. She's doing well with medication that she's on, namely Vicodin twice a day. It's four times a day around the clock, which is giving her pain relief and also helping to be more functional, period. But the spine is still a problem, period. She's postmenopause. With a history of cigarette use, period. Patient also complains of having spasms, period. The physical exam reveals the patient is alert 20-3. She's AFU bile, vital signs are stable, but stable. Neurologically, she's intact. Affect is good. The patient has extreme tenderness in examining her spine and hips, period. Assessment is chronic back pain, chronic spine pain, chronic hip pain, and facet arthrosis, arthropathy, period. The recommendation is continue her current medication as which, we continue to treat. I've ordered the bone density test, which in fact was performed the same day today in the office. The bone density test shows that the patient T-scores and Z-scores in the spine and hips are fairly normal, period. I did not notice any significant abnormalities, though there's slight osteopenic changes, period. But this is not significant, period. Therefore, the patient was told to continue exercising on a regular basis and also take vitamin D and calcium on a regular basis, period. Further, I've also asked her to do home exercise program, period. Otherwise, I'll see the patient in 4 weeks. This consultation. Thank you very much.